I'm Schneider. Merry Christmas from Florissant, the oldest and largest city in the county. Founded in 1786, we love our safe, patriotic, faith-based historic town where Father DeSmet said midnight mass for St. Rose, Philip, and DeShin. We are a city of very active veterans with many events to honor the service and sacrifice of our military. It's truly an honor for Florissant to participate in this welcome home to those in uniform for the holidays. Learn more about our beautiful, patriotic city and the Valley of Flowers at FlorissantMo.com.
Research. Price. Find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Direct your feet.
Can you hear?
Just direct your feet.
And that happy tune is your step. Life can
that's Willie Nelson, everybody. That's not me. A lot of people think that's me. I wish I had a lot more money.
I never understood that.
Sing. I never did either. But you know it was what you know it. You're part of it.
Yeah, I've heard it.
We've had several people email or call and say this is me. No, I wish it were.
This rover.
Let's all go to the lobby
to get ourselves a treat.
You know what? Maybe that's what this show needs, an intermission. And we play that, and people go get something to eat.
Yeah, like a half-hour intermission.
Oh, wait, we have that. It's called commercials.
Oh.
It's called a block of commercials. It lasts about a half hour. On a sunny side. Thank you, Willie. Thank you so much. You know, when I called Willie and asked him about doing this for the show, he said, I'm there for you. And there it is. There you go. That's how that happens. True story.
Is that the wrong tape? Did you play the Ross Perot tape?
I had a cold that day.
Oh.
I wasn't doing an impression.
Oh, that was an impression. That wasn't the actual
recording. He answered the phone. I said, he said, hello. And I said, hey, Willie. He said, yeah, this is me. And I said, you sound like Ross Perot. He said, I've got a cold. And I said, hey, we need a theme song for the show. And I think, you know the old song, Sunny Side of the Street? He said, I sure do. And I said, would you sing it, record it for our show? He said, what are best friends for? That's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah, we're best friends. Willie Nelson
and I. Own this country.
Remember those infomercials?
Yes.
Those hour-long? Oh,
I loved
goodness.
Them.
Those were...
Is he still alive?
We need
alive?
Somebody else like that in politics.
Is he still alive?
I think so.
He's probably 95 years old. My goodness, I wish he'd run again. I love that.
You and I own
this country.
Wasn't General Stockdale was his running mate? He was like 95 when he was running.
Ross Perot is 84.
Oh, he was great, man. He held up those charts he made. Look here. Here's the economy. Here's the average American worker. You and I own this country. We got to take this country. I just thought, man, I love this guy. I don't know if he could run the country or not, but boy, was he entertaining. Good afternoon and welcome to the December 10th edition.
Admiral Stockdale.
Admiral.
That's right. Admiral Stockdale.
When I Googled that famous clip of him coming up during the vice presidential debate where he starts off by going, who am I? Why am I here?
He was funny too. That was the great pair. It's the 10th of December, and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I have a bonus joke that you remember. How long ago did we change the time? It was like 3-4 weeks ago. Time change.
It was November 2nd.
All right, bonus joke. The morning that we changed time, daylight savings time ended. Guy goes to his friend's house. He's an older guy. And he walks in. He sees that the guy is covering his penis with black shoe polish. He said, no. You need to get your hearing checked. I said, you're supposed to turn your clock back. Yeah, thank you.
I like that.
We're going to take calls today. We have not been taking as many calls as I'd like today. You know what we could do? Right away. Frederick Wilson. Isn't it Frederick Wilson II is his name?
I think so,
This guy made a YouTube video weeks ago. I mean, a couple months ago after the whole Ferguson thing.
Oh.
And I don't know that it ever played on TV. I'm sure it didn't because it's 5 minutes long and because of what he says, the truth.
There's also another guy out there. I don't know if it's the same
guy.
Oh,
there are a couple others.
It was done in August, so it was before the verdict came out.
But it was after the incident.
But after the incident, yes.
Yeah. Right. And you had been out a couple of months. And there are a couple of others like this, and you don't see any of them on television. And I'm not really sure I understand why. We're quick to show footage of lunatics and protesters and rioters and looters, but we're not, and hours of it, I might add, so it can't be a time issue, time constraint. Yet, for some odd reason, they didn't air this guy. This guy should have, his video should have been aired on every single newscast in the country. Now, as far as I know, very, very few, if any, people have played it even on the radio. Now, Peon tells me Larry Connors played this. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, I didn't hear that, and I'm sure a lot of people didn't because he's on later at night. He deserves to be on earlier, by the way. But they've got him shoved back at night where the audience is smaller. I'd like to play it, and I'll tell you why. Because when it's over, I welcome anybody who wants to call and argue with anything he says. I'd like to hear your argument against what he says. So here he is. You don't really need to see the video. He's a black man, young man, I would say. Wouldn't you say in his 20s?
Yeah, I would say late 20s, early 30s.
And I think it's worth listening to what he has to say. We seem to give Al Sharpton lots of, you know, FaceTime and Crump, one of the dumbest lawyers, the lawyer for the Brown family, one of the dumbest guys I've ever heard talk is this Crump. He was a Trayvon Martin family attorney. This guy should get somebody else in his law firm to get up and speak instead of him. So we give them time, yet we don't seem to give time to people like this. So here is Frederick Wilson II.
What's up, y'all? I know it's a pretty diverse group of people that's watching this, and that's cool. But this one's going out specifically to my black people. Now, I'm going to say this once. Yes, slavery was one of the most horrific things that ever happened in human history. Yes, racism still exists. It's probably always going to exist. Just get over that. And yes, there are law enforcement officers out there that take things too far, abuse their power. They're humans. We're a flawed species. With that being said, today we're going to talk about personal responsibility. Black people, it is 2014. Hate to break this to you. If your life is messed up, it ain't because of slavery. Your ass was never a slave. You probably ain't know nobody that was a slave. You probably don't know nobody that knew nobody that was a slave. Slavery ended a long time ago. Yes, it put us in a big hole in this country, but guess what? Dig your way out of it. Civil rights, about 50 years ago. I don't know if y'all know, we won. Google it. We won. Yeah, it was a fight. They marched. They sat in. We won. So in 2014... if your life is messed up, look in the mirror, figure out what you're doing, what you're not doing, take some personal responsibility for yourselves, for your lives. I understand, you know, sometimes you can't help the hands you were dealt. You were born in the ghetto, in the projects, you were born in a bad situation, nothing you can do about that. But what you can do is do your best to get out of it. If you live in a messed up neighborhood, let me give you a little advice. Stop messing it up. Ain't no rich white man sneaking into the hood in the middle of the night, spray painting graffiti, peeing in hallways. George Bush ain't out in the neighborhoods selling crack on the corner. You know what I'm saying? If your neighborhood is messed up, it's because the people in the neighborhood continually mess it up. All this, stop snitching, everything like that. No, start snitching. Go out there, clean your neighborhood up, and then keep it clean. Somebody come through after y'all clean it up, messing up, snitch on them. Call the police. Y'all like to pull your little camera phones out and record little ignorance and put it on Worldstar? Pull your camera phones out and record crime. Get out to the police so that way people can be prosecuted and we can stop this cycle. Teach your kids something. Guess what? Swag and Jordans and everything like that, that's cute. But guess what? No, get you an education. Get an education. Get a job. Better yourself. Better your situation. In this day and age, why is it that when people see a young black man, the first thing they think of, what's he doing? Is he up to no good? He looks like trouble. You know why that is? Because that's our perception. Because that's the perception that we keep giving people. The way we act, the way we carry ourselves, the fact that how many young men out there have criminal records before they turn 18? How many men out there before they turn 25 have been incarcerated at least once? And then we want to talk about, oh, the justice system isn't fair. They come down hard on us. Okay, that may be true. But did you do it? We need to stop being ignorant, take some responsibilities for ourselves, change our perception, the way people see us in the world. You want the cops to stop messing with you? Stop giving them a reason to. You get pulled over for DWB. For those of y'all don't know, that's driving while black. Don't be mad at the cop. Be mad at the brothers that came before you. You gave the reputation to the black man for a cop. See, hey, look, there's a car full of brothers. They're probably up to no good. Get to the point where when cops pull us over for nothing, they keep coming up empty. Eventually, they'll stop pulling us over. But right now, hey, there's a cop full of brothers. Let's pull them over. Oh, somebody got a warrant. Oh, somebody got a weapon. Oh, somebody got some drugs. So, yeah, they're going to keep doing it. Why? Because it works. You go to the crap table, you roll the dice, you keep coming up with seven, you keep rolling the dice. You start crapping out, you'll stop rolling the damn dice. Stop giving the police, stop giving the public at large reasons to look at us like we're second-class citizens. We get looked at like that because a lot of us act like that. And it may not be the majority of us, but it's the perceived majority of us. Because it's the ones that you see out there on the World Star videos, on the internet, on Facebook, just acting ignorant, just acting like we don't have no damn sense, like we don't have pride as a people. Have some pride in yourself. Take responsibility for your life. Everything is not somebody else's fault. Sometimes it's just you.
Is that it?
That's it.
It's not afraid to applaud for that. I want anybody to tell me any single thing he said there that didn't make sense. Anything.
Everything made sense.
This guy, I'd love to be able to contact this guy. I don't know what kind of response he's had. I'll guarantee you he had some negative response. And I don't understand why that would be.
There's another guy out there, and he like preaches, and he's yelling.
Yeah, he's a minister. He's been on a couple TV shows. And I've seen him. I don't know what his name is.
He's yelling at that.
But he hasn't been on enough TV shows. And then my question is, do the people who need to be listening, are they exposed to what this kid says? And if they are, what's their response to it? I'd love to know what somebody like Dorian Johnson thinks when he hears a speech like that. Is his response, yeah, he's absolutely right, or is it, he didn't know what he's talking about. And Dorian Johnson, who, by the way, was the single individual responsible for that whole hands-up lie, has been hired by the city of St. Louis.
Yeah.
Can somebody help me understand that?
I don't get it.
I do not get, you know, the message there is not walk, you know, the straight and narrow, be honest, have integrity, tell the truth, and you'll do well and you'll get a job. No, the message is lie, run. When the cop is coming after you and your buddy, run and leave your buddy behind and run like a little girl, and then make up this lie. His hands were up. He was surrendering. He was walking away. And your reward will be you'll get a job with the city of St. Louis. What am I missing? And if I'm missing something, I would be more than happy to say, okay, I was wrong to think that's insane. Holy cow. What has happened to everything?
We coddle the people like that.
And now, on top of everything else, the USDA says we're not supposed to eat raw cookie dough. What?
What?
Why?
They're out of their mind. Oh, I don't
because
know.
Because of the
Salmonella,
egg?
Ebola or something. Let me tell you something. I've eaten raw cookie dough since I've been a kid. I still eat raw cookie dough. It's not killed me. I mean, can you not do anything anymore? What the heck? Of course you don't eat raw cookie dough. If it's sat out on the counter for a week, you don't eat anything. It's out on the counter. But now they're saying you shouldn't eat raw. One of the greatest pleasures as a kid is when your mom or your grandma or whatever or your dad makes fudge or makes homemade cookies, and the blender, when they pull the blender paddles out.
Oh, yeah.
And you rake it off with your finger. My goodness, that... My mother used to make chocolate fudge, and I couldn't wait till she had poured it out of the pan onto a dish to cool, because you never got every bit of it out, and she'd hand the pan to me with a spoon.
Oh, that or that rubber spatula, and you
yes, the
really
rubber spatula.
Scoop it out. But I made my mom so mad one time. She was getting ready to make a cake, and she left the batter sitting there, and I just kept spooning and spooning and probably
can't help it.
about half of it.
Yeah, if you've got cold milk nearby, you can't help it. Yeah. That and a cold glass of milk. That's the best life. I mean, that's when you sit back and go, wow, life is good. I just knocked down about a pint of chocolate chip cookie dough or fudge batter or whatever and cold milk. Ah, I feel great.
And if there are no kids around, I still go after the bowl.
Oh, I would if somebody in my house made anything. I don't have anybody cooking in my house, so I don't get a chance to lick a bowl of anything. You know, the other thing was homemade ice cream. When you would pull the top off and those paddles had that homemade ice cream stuck to them, and you got to rake that off and eat it before anybody got served any homemade ice cream.
And that seems to taste better for some reason.
Yeah, you're right. Right off the paddles.
Yeah.
It tastes better than it does when you put it in a bowl. What is that about?
I don't know.
And homemade ice cream seem to melt extremely fast.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to eat it real quick. Quick enough to give yourself a headache. But it was a good headache.
Cookies taste better when they're barely cooked. Just barely one step past raw.
Yeah, half-cooked cookies.
Yes.
Somebody ought to come out with a brand called Half-Cooked Chocolate Chip Cookies. And they're half-cooked, which is the way they ought to be, because there's a point where they've been in too long, and they break into a million pieces.
Yeah, but I like that, too. I like the soft ones, but I like the crispy ones, too.
Yeah, you got some, you like burnt toast, burnt popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
I've never heard anybody say they like burnt popcorn.
Oh, I love burnt popcorn.
It's amazing. I know. Somebody burnt popcorn the other day. He was scrambling to try to find who it was.
To make sure they don't throw it away. Don't throw it away because I'll eat it. You know who else
don't
is
throw
like
away that?
That
charcoal.
Oh, that smell and the taste is just awful.
Larry Connors. Larry Connors. We were talking back, and Larry Connors said that he loves burnt popcorn, too. I know several
That's
people that like burnt popcorn.
Well, then he's a weirdo,
And
too.
You like the burnt toast, too, right?
Oh, yeah, I like burnt toast.
I know, that's okay, where not I right. would scrape that off. Yeah.
No, that's not right. That's... I'm going to tell you, I don't care if Larry Connors isn't. You both are. There's something wrong with
it. That's it, Dan. Now I'm going to say you're weird.
Yeah, we never thought
that's
you were weird.
That's the final straw.
We never thought you were weird before, but now we do. Do we have any Burke segment material?
I don't today.
I do.
All right. No. To do it properly, I have to do it the way Mr. Burke did it. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Frank. My daughter, Alyssa.
You got a daughter?
Yeah, I do.
What?
I know. It's.
What?
I don't talk about her much.
Next thing you're going to tell us, she sings or something.
No, you don't.
No, no. No, I would never say that. She's going to go on our trip with us this year.
What?
Yeah.
Well, she's going to have to stop hating me. She's got about three weeks to stop hating me.
She doesn't like, she does not hate you. She
Is she coming to the get-together before the trip?
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
I think she and I, at that gathering.
You guys are going to have it out.
No, we make amends. I'm
going
to apologize for all the years that when she came to the station, I said, no kids allowed.
Yes.
I'm going to apologize. I traumatized her, I think. So I'm going to apologize for that. And then I want her to accept my friendship, and it'll be a beautiful moment. There'll be tears. You folks who are coming on our trip, bring your Kleenexes to what's that place next door called?
Spazio's?
Spazio's, yeah.
Bring your Kleenexes to Spazio's, because when you see the friendship blossom in front of you between me and Dan's daughter, you're going to start crying. I'll probably start crying.
And maybe we'll have her – I'll see if she can come in. But she's in school, and she has a job now, so she works.
Well, this is in the evening. She works at night.
Yeah, she works from 3 till 6 after school.
Okay.
Very
well, we don't do this thing doesn't start till 6.
6:30.
Yeah, 6:30.
Yeah, so she'll be there.
All right, great.
But, no, I was going to try and get her to come in here to the studio and maybe sing some Christmas carols or do something. Your daughter's going to come in, I think, at some point.
Oh, she's coming.
During the holidays.
She's absolutely coming.
Yeah. I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
But, so we are in the process now of...
That's a lot of pressure you're putting on your daughter. There's no pressure on my daughter. She knows she can't sing.
Yeah.
There's no pressure when somebody says, hey, get up and sing poorly. That's no pressure. But your daughter is a singer.
Good singer.
And to put her on the radio to sing, that's a lot of pressure.
Well, my daughter had originally said something about wanting to go on the trip before we had talked about the trip. And she said, I'll come in and sing for Frank. I'll talk to Frank and come in and talk to him and all this other stuff about me going on the trip, and she'll sing. So
she doesn't need to talk to me about going on the trip. I'm happy to have her.
Yeah. So
I just hope she's not bored to death with all of us.
So here's the whole deal is now we've been trying to get her a passport. She doesn't have a passport yet.
Ooh, you have to get one.
We're expediting it. I just got off the phone with the passport office because since she turned 18, when she got her license at 16, there's restrictions now on a driver's license. So it only goes for 2 years, and then when you become 18, then you get your regular license and you have those.
What does that have to do with a passport? Oh, you can't get a passport without a license? That can't be right.
You have to have a copy of an official state ID with your picture on it, front and back, and it has to be...
Okay, can she not run into Department of Revenue and just get a photo ID?
A state ID?
She might
be able to get the photo ID. I have to check on that, but she went to renew her license, and you know how they don't make it there anymore. They mail it to you. And
I liked it when they did it right there.
I did too.
What happened to that?
I don't know. I don't know why they
stopped.
By the
way, our trip is 1 month from tomorrow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
11th of January.
I just hung up with the passport office, and they told me any kind of picture, like a student ID, if he has a picture on a debit card, any kind of ID card at work, make copies of all of that and send all of that stuff in. She said the more, the better, because she said we cannot have too much ID, but they won't accept the paper ID that they give you now for your license until you get your new ID. So
She's got a school ID, right?
Yeah, she has a school ID, so we're going to do that. But yeah, now
seems to me if you gave them a birth certificate and any picture ID, that should be enough.
Yeah, we have her birth certificate, but
illegal aliens get driver's licenses, they get all kinds of stuff.
I know,
it shouldn't be this big a deal for your daughter.
But Peon, you had to go up to Chicago, right? One year,
not me, my lovely wife. Last year?
I think it was.
This is
last
great,
year.
Folks. If you don't know this story, this is a great story.
Maybe it was 2 years ago. I don't know. It was either last year or the year before.
Wasn't her passport expired?
Yeah, she was getting stuff ready for the trip. I think we were like a week out.
She didn't realize.
And she got her passport out and happened to glance. I don't even know if. I'm assuming she looked at it and said, "Hey, this thing isn't good anymore." This thing is invalid. And so when you're a week out, you're pretty much out of luck.
And I believe you said at the time, to teach you a lesson, I'm going to get you pregnant so you can't go next year.
Yes, I did. So St. Louis is not one of the cities that has a passport office. Chicago is the closest one. So she had to fly up to Chicago, spend the night in the hotel room, wake up early, bright and early the next morning, stand in line at the passport office, hope that they would hear her case and give her a passport right away, which they did. But yes, it was an expensive
Now hang
mistake.
On a minute here. She went to Chicago.
Yes.
And spent the night in a hotel. Have you ever bothered to track back to see if 9 months ago she was in there? No, Chicago? Is that possible?
Yeah.
You might want to look at those calendar dates.
Now,
check that out.
The lady at the passport office told me, because I said, I know if all else fails, we can always go to Chicago and get it. And she said, they will only hear your case if you're 13 days.
Yeah, it was.
Within 13 days
of the trip. It has to be an extreme case.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So
okay, we'll go up there 13 days from the trip.
But no, well, she said by the time we do all of this, we'll have the passport.
All right, well, I hope you do.
Because we expedite it, and they say 2 to 3 weeks, but the lady on the phone was telling me a week and a half to 2 weeks.
Let me tell you my only horror story like this. We went to Mexico. This would be about 5 or 6 years ago, and we were guests of someone else. And I'll tell you who it was. It was the late Jerry Clinton. And as you know, Jerry was wealthy. He was a wealthy man. And for some reason, and I don't know why, I don't know how I got on this list, but I was his friend. And so he calls and he said, a friend of mine and I bid on this home, this luxury home in Mexico, this mansion, like $6 million house, 2-3 pools and a theater. He said, so we're each going to take a guest couple. You want to join us? Now, what am I going to say? No.
Let me check my calendar.
Yeah, let me check. Hmm. No, I didn't have to check my – I don't care what my calendar said. I'll cancel everything because, you know, we fly down on his jet and a limo picks us up and we go to this match. And I mean, it's like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. So I said, yeah, well, let me check. No, we're not doing anything. So, yeah, we'll go. My wife was a travel agent for 16 years. My wife is the greatest packer in the world. She can pack a bag like nobody. She can get three times as much and get it in neatly. She was a professional traveler, okay? She does everything that we do. She takes care of it. I don't pack a bag. I don't call the airlines. I don't do anything. Because,
well, why would you?
I mean, why would I? She was a travel agent. And she is really good at it. We get to Mexico, and we get to the airport, and before we can get through the airport, they want to see our passports. This is the only time in our entire lives that she forgot our passports.
Whoa.
Now we're out of the country.
Whoa.
We didn't have any passports.
Oh, I guess, yeah. On a jet.
And the look on her face, she kept searching through her bag, searching through her purse, searching through the luggage. She goes, I can't. What had happened was she set it out as she was packing the last day before we left, and her mother called her. And it was something pretty important that distracted her. And for whatever reason, wherever she had set them before she put them in the bag, we put the bag go, and she did not put them in. And the look on her face, because you cannot get out of Mexico back here without a passport. So we've never had anything like this happen. I don't know what to do. I'm stupid about this stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. There was an American consulate or something in a nearby town. We called them. It was 2 days of constant phone calls. It took a chunk out of our vacation because we're on the phone all the time. And we ended up having her mother go to our house, get the passports, and FedEx them to some place in Mexico. And then they were going to send a courier with the passports to the house. And once we got confirmation they had arrived at this location, I wasn't about to let a courier bring them to us, because if they get lost or misplaced or what, if something happens, the courier has a heart attack, we're screwed. So we drove to wherever this city was in Mexico and went in and physically picked up the passports, and then that sigh of relief. But that has never happened. And I'm going to tell you something. Did you ever see, what was that movie in Turkey where that kid tried to smuggle that cocaine?
Midnight
Confession.
Midnight Express.
Midnight Express. Folks, if you've never seen Midnight Express, watch Midnight Express. And I'm going to tell you something. If you watch that movie, here's two things that will happen. You will never want to get stuck in any country outside the United States, and you certainly will never try to sneak drugs in.
No.
That's the most frightening. It's a true story.
Yes.
It actually happened. Midnight Express. Watch it, and I guarantee you, when you finish, you'll be sweating, and when it's over, you'll go, whew, I will never try to smuggle any kind of drugs in another country. And I never want to even do anything that might even make me look suspicious, because when they get a hold of you, they tell us when we go to Jamaica, because Jamaica has a lot of ganja, you know, marijuana. And I'm sure it's tempting, and I know a lot of people who buy it, and they smoke it at the resort, and that's fine if they want to do that. But they said flat out, if you get caught and you go to jail in Jamaica, you'll wish they had shot you dead before they take you to jail. It's that bad. It's that filthy. It's that horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and they know they have an American, too, so they can pretty much hold you at ransom.
Well, and that's what they do, because I've heard stories where they say, look, you send somebody down here with $100,000, we'll let you go.
Right.
And, okay, if you're really, really wealthy and you can do that, that's fine. But most people can't do that, so you just rot in filth in that jail in Jamaica. We got to take a break or we'll get way behind. Was that it for the Burke segment?
Yeah.
We can close it. We can close it now. Burke segment's officially closed. I'll take a break. We'll get caught up. We'll take some calls. APG, as you know, is Associated Physicians Group. I've told you many, many times, the easy way to remember it is All Pain Gone, because that's what thousands of people will tell you happened after they sought the help of the professionals at Associated Physicians Group. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business, and they're very well trained, and they're really good at what they do. Now, in terms of what they work on, I'd like for you to go to their website to find out more about that. Necks, shoulders, backs, knees, and their various, you know, when you get into rehab and pain management, I can't tell you here's what they do with that because it depends on the circumstances. It depends on what the MRI, the x-rays, or whatever, CAT scans show. And then from that, and they have to, you know, get to know you. How old are you? How fit are you? And then they'll work on a regimen, and the goal is the same goal you have and you had when you called them, and that is to get rid of this pain. And the great thing is that many times they can do it without the surgery you were told you'd have to have or without being on pain medication for the rest of your life. Did you guys know this? Pain medication constipates you. Did you know that?
Yes.
I was aware of that.
Yeah, you're all
yes.
blocked up. Yeah. So who wants to go through life constipated? Not me. It's APG, Associated Physicians Group. Please go to their website, and they have regular seminars where they talk about the alternative to knee replacement, which is tremendously successful. So go to the website and read about who they are and what they do at the individual clinics, mostly in Illinois, but one in Missouri. APGPain.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at the traffic right now. We have Ed Smarin today. Hi, Ed.
Or maybe. 64 eastbound. This is just east of Hanley. It's been moved off to the shoulder, but we are seeing a bit of a delay. A couple areas where pothole patching still happening. Northbound 170 from Page to 270 in the right lane, and then westbound 270 from Lindbergh to McDonald Boulevard. That's also in the right lane. Traffic brought to you by Famous Footwear. Boot up your holidays during the boot sale at Famous Footwear. Get into the best women's boots starting at $49.99 and girls' boots starting at $34.99. Famous Footwear. Victory is yours. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's John Carney, and I wanted to wish you and yours the best this holiday season. Not the best, not like better than mine, but I certainly hope yours is pretty nice and you get some stuff and that MasterCard loses the charges and you don't have to pay for anything. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and enjoy.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Dramatically improve the look of your kitchen before Christmas arrives and do it for less than you've ever imagined. It's the Granite Busters End of the Year Upgrade Sale. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite or quartz. Here's how it works. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a stainless steel undermount sink and a sink grate for free. Go with 50 plus square feet of Category C granite and you'll get the sink, sink grate, and corner round or corner bevel edge upgrade all for free. And if you go with Category D or higher, then you'll get all of the above, plus a lifetime granite sealer absolutely free, only at Granite Busters, where you'll find over 135 colors and styles. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. It's the end of the year upgrade sale, and it's only at Granite Busters. Online at granitebusters.com.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires December 31st, 2014.
Are you over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because we're giving away free trials of new Garcinia Cambogia to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss, you must be over 25 and want to lose more than 30 pounds. Call now for your free full-size trial. 1-800-500-6363. A famous doctor called Garcinia Cambogia the holy grail of weight loss, and it's no wonder why. New Garcinia Cambogia is so powerful, you can lose up to 4 pant sizes without starving yourself or spending hours at the gym. But hurry. Due to overwhelming demand, there's a strict limit of 1 free trial per household. Again, if you're over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it's crucial that you write down this number for your free trial of New Garcinia Cambogia. 1-800-500-6363. 1-800-500-6363. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-500-6363.
Are you tired of getting hounded by credit card collection agencies? Listen to this note written by Shauna Kay from Fenton to my friends at PCS Debt Relief.
I'm still in shock that you've saved me over 60% off my credit card balance. I feel like a ton has just been lifted off my shoulders. When you sent me an email of the negotiated offer, I was literally dancing around in my office in happiness. I hope this email makes your day because you have truly made mine.
PCS Debt Relief isn't one of those shady 1-800 companies that rips people off. They're locally owned and operated, and they have an A rating from the St. Louis Better Business Bureau. They go way above and beyond to find the best possible method of getting you out of debt in a hurry. PCS Debt Relief can turn your life around, but don't take my word for it. Give them a call and find out for yourself. 636-243-8555. That's 636-243-8555. Or browse their website at PCSDebtRelief.com. Call PCS Debt Relief right now. That's 636-243-8555.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-959-4779. That's 1-800-959-4779. 1-800-959-4779. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For the best lawn on the block, Dynagreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for Dynagreen or online at DynagreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed, Dynagreen or DynagreenInfo.com.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
You have a comment and you're not driving? Text your comments to 84126. That's the Meninos text line here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Horrible song.
Really? You don't like this one? It's the OJs.
Yeah.
What
is this?
It's the OJs.
No, I don't like this at all.
Underneath the mistletoe, I saw a face all aglow. Last year,
well, yeah, the more it goes, the better it gets, I guess. Here are our numbers. We'd love to have you call us. Light these phones up if you would. That means there's less for us to do. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. Or 888-550-KTRS. Nancy is on the phone. Hello, Nancy.
Hello.
How are you?
First of all, I am AM and the PM.
Well, we appreciate it. How can we help you?
I have a theory as to why Dorian Johnson was given a job in St. Louis City.
Okay.
First of all, they said that the FBI had asked them not to release some of the witness testimony. And his apparently was one of them. Well, if they had that held back for some reason, they don't want him to disappear. Give him a job in the city of St. Louis. He's right there where they can be watching him.
Well, that's one take on it. I hope there's a follow-up. I'll be curious to know how long he's on that job.
Yeah, but where is he working? Who's watching him?
Oh, Colin said it's 6 to 8 weeks. It's a temporary job with the Parks Department.
It's a temporary job. Okay.
Yeah, they can watch him.
Okay.
He won't disappear.
All right, Nancy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I didn't think that deeply into it. I don't know that they can really watch him. He doesn't have to stay there. You know, it's not like he's under house arrest or anything. Jim is next. Hello, Jim. How are you?
I am fine as wine and just ready and willing to be AM in the PM.
Fine as wine. Fine as wine. That's pretty fine. What's going on?
Well, I heard an incident last week on one of the local news stations, television that is. Yeah, on Monday morning when we had all the wet and rainy and freezing weather and the traffic was really bad.
Right.
The kept calling the news broadcaster, I guess the news reader would be a thing you call him. He got really excited. He says, coming up, we've got all the information on the terrible tie-ups in traffic. There are literally several traffic accidents out there this morning.
Literally several?
Literally several.
Well, I'm a big abuser of the word literally, so I it's hard for me to
not
criticize
that bad,
somebody.
Though, Frank. Never
no,
bad.
That's a bad, that's really bad use of the word. There are literally several. Yeah, he's worse than I am, even. I would agree.
Well, yeah, why would,
Merry
yeah.
Christmas to you.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Jim. Hey, we can say that now.
Merry yeah, Christmas.
We can do that. Let's get Marv in here because Marv is a new listener. Marv
That's
just
right.
Started
new.
Listening a couple days ago. Marv, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Frank. I watched that a little bit of that Victoria's Secret thing the other night. Was it last night? I guess it was. But
pervert.
Very very boring.
That's all you needed. Was just
pretty repetitive, but
I didn't watch it because I watched it a few years ago, and you know, like you, I thought it was boring, and I thought when I started to watch it, I thought this is going to be hot, and it's not.
No,
it's just a bunch of skinny,
mild.
Underfed women.
Right, but you know, over the years, every time somebody mentions Taylor Swift and Peon's supposed to use his magic doinger, and you go, no. Tell me, please. I mean, I'm a senior citizen. What in the hell am I missing? What is wrong with her physically that you don't care for her? Now, if you don't like her singing or her personality or you think she's
hang on.
Now, but what the heck is wrong?
Well, Peon said it. It's hard to explain. There's something about her that is absolutely not sexually attractive to me.
Because I've described it before. Everything she has should be. I mean, she's, you know, fit and.
She's not ugly.
She's not.
She has
not
an unattractive face. There's something ghostly about her.
Yeah.
There's something anorexic and ghostly about her. I cannot explain it. But when I look at Catherine Zeta-Jones or Jenny McCarthy or Carrie Underwood.
Instant reaction.
Like, yes, I would love it if she would get stranded and knock on my door and say, "Hey, can I sleep with you?" And I'd say, "Yeah, but we only have one bed." But Taylor Swift knocks on the door. I go, "Sorry, can't help you. Call the police."
It's the same deal with Miley Cyrus.
Yes,
she's not ugly.
Yes,
she's fit.
No.
But for some reason, I don't find her attractive
at
all either.
I agree with Miley. No,
Marv, let me ask you something. Who is there out there that other people consider sexy or hot, but you don't? Can you think of one?
Well, I'm not all that up on the younger people, but some of these. Now, I don't think it's Reese Witherspoon. It's one of those other ones that always looks like she's smelling something foul.
All right, Witherspoon has
Zellweger.
Zellweger, yeah. But,
well, she changed that. She had surgery. Witherspoon's a good example. But I think Reese Witherspoon is cute. I don't think Taylor Swift is cute or beautiful or sexy or hot. No.
Well, I don't know. I just don't get it.
Marv, you're a lonely man.
If you were to put her in a lineup with 10 of the most beautiful women in the world, she would fit right in. Her face is angelic. Her hair is golden. I mean, her skin
easy,
is...
Marv.
Oh, easy,
easy,
yeah,
easy Marv.
Worked up here.
Easy. You're going to have a heart attack.
Well, I'm the one that mentioned pantyhose, so that's how far out of the loop I am. I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah, no, but women don't wear those anymore.
That's what you were telling me. I didn't know that. But
well, you listen to us, you'll know everything.
All I can say is you must have higher standards than me.
No, it's just a matter. No, you know what? It's just a matter of personal taste, and some things you cannot explain. There have been other women that have come along over the years.
Really like Hey, for one, I used to think Allie McBeal. I thought she was kind of cute. But,
Mark.
I know.
Oh my goodness, Mark.
Different strokes for different folks, man.
Yeah, no kidding. Allie McBeal. You talk about a skeleton. What was that chick's name?
Yeah,
she's married to what's his name? She's married to Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
She had a pretty face, though. I liked her facial features and all.
Her eyes bugged out
Calista
of her head.
Calista
Flockhart's eyes popped right out of her head. She looked like a decomposing skull. Marv, seek help.
Different strokes.
But all right, Marv.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, Marv.
And,
always a pleasure.
We'll be listening. So
okay, Marv. Thank you. Marv's been listening for 56 years.
I had a friend, Jay, text me, and this pretty much explains it. Her features are way too delicate, and I think that's right. It's almost like a doll, like a China doll almost.
Yes, that's well said. Too
porcelain,
delicate.
Yeah. It's just,
don't touch me. She
yes.
reeks
oh,
of
exactly.
She reeks of don't touch me, don't mess up my hair, don't mess up
yeah.
my makeup. That's what she screams when you see her. It's like that's what you hear her saying. Don't touch my makeup, don't touch my hair, don't touch me. You know, I'm Taylor Swift. Yeah, no thanks. Thanks, Mara, for the call. I got 1 minute for Rich. Rich, how you doing?
I'm in the PM.
We appreciate that. I got 1 minute. What's going on?
I'll make this as quick as I can, Ed, regarding the audio you played from that video.
Frederick Wilson II.
The reason that's not going to go anywhere, because the crowd that it's directed to isn't going to listen to it. And if they do, they're going to look at him as an Uncle Tom and say, well, you were born privileged. You don't know what it's like.
And I doubt that he was born privileged. I don't get that impression at all, but you're right. No, they're not going to want to hear what he has to say.
And on top of that, and I don't mean to say all of the people in that situation, black, white, or whatever, but enough of them have a sense of entitlement because they've lived their entire lives on welfare and food stamps and all that. They believe they are owed something by society, and they're not going to work for it.
All right, Rich. Appreciate the call.
Okay, and I say that from experience, simply from when I ran relief for Hurricane Katrina. I witnessed it with my own eyes. The relief supplies that me and hundreds of other truck drivers took down there was not good enough for them. They wanted better.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Rich.
All righty.
Yeah. I'll make this real quick. When I was a kid, we gave a family like a coat because it was cold and they didn't have any coats. They sold it so they could buy cigarettes.
Oh, man.
We went to check on them and we said, where's the coat? And he, we sold it. Yeah. Okay. They wanted to smoke. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. That 878 is real important because there are other numbers similar to this one. But if you get the 878-9999 correct, you're in business. And you're in business and on your way to getting a mortgage and no longer being a renter. Or if you're already a homeowner, then you have found the correct route to get to a home equity loan or bill consolidation loan. And what that means simply is the equity in your house is very valuable when it comes to borrowing money and is your ticket to a low-interest loan, a good, solid, low-interest loan. And not only is the interest low, but the payment itself, a lot of it's probably going to be tax-deductible because it's rolled into your house payment, so there's a big tax deduction involved there. That makes all the sense in the world, and you've never heard anybody say it's not a good idea to pay off things like credit cards if you can, and you can if you're a homeowner.